B'chayres, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah now is going to go into technical details in Mitzvah's Pinyan Peter Chamor. Some of these details are going to get as well by Kiddushas Peter Rechem Legabe B'chor Behemet Toheru. But the Mishnah Al-Kabonim is written over here in the context of the Mitzvah Pinyan Peter Chamor. Parash Yolda Kimin Chamor. It can happen sometimes that a behemoth will give birth to something deformed. And the Pora could give birth to an animal that looks like a chamor. It has the simanim of a chamor. The chamor sheyolda kemin sus, potem na b'chayru. What we're talking about, in the first case, of Pora sheyolda, we're saying that it doesn't have kedushas b'chor behema tohoiro. It also, since it's not born from a mother who's a chamor, even if it looks like a chamor, it has the simonim of a chamor, it doesn't have a din of a chamor. It has to be born from a mother chamor, and the vlad has to be done with a chamor. And legabe b'kedushas behema tohoira, again, it has to have a mother that looks like a pora, and a vlad that looks like a pora. So therefore, it's neither. The pora sheyolda kemin chachor is neither. The chamor sheyolda kemin sus also does not have the din of a chamor. Potim nabachor by both shenema peter chamor shtei po'omim. The Torah uses the words in Parshas Boy twice. Ad sheyehei hayoyled chamor v'anoyled chamor. Both the mother and the vlad have to be kemin chamor. Agav telling us this din, this unusual din of a min acher shenoylad from a different type of mother, which is a deformity, and the hafkor from Kedushas Bechoris, and the Mishnah says also, mahim bachilo. What happens if you have a behemoth with simonim tohoirim born from a behemoth tmeo, a behemoth with simonim tmeim born from a behemoth tohoirim? Behemoth tohoirim sheyolda kemin behemoth tmeo. This is the parah sheyolda kemin chamar. So the halacha is muter ba'achilo utmeo sheyolda kemin behemoth tohoirim, a chamar that gives birth to kemin parah, osa ba'achilo. This is a big klal in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, that simonim, notwithstanding, there's a din of yoytze. Yoytze defines the min. The Velt Lake Su Alomdas, it comes from Gedele Achreinim, that kanira, that the malageira and the mafrise paras of behemoth tohirois, is not the etzim sibas hatahara, it's a simon. So if the Mishnah tells us that an animal that was given birth to by a kosher mother is kosher, even though it looks like a chamor, what that means to say, it's not the simonim that make it tor, it's the origin of the behemoth that makes it tor. Yoytze mitoher v'toherah. Now, what's important over here about this klal of yoytze min atome tome is not only b'negeh minim, but it's negeh, and the Gemara over here has a whole arichus on any yoytze min ator, a behemoth that's a trefa, let's say, which the behemoth is also to eat, the milk that comes out of it and the eggs that come out are tameh. The Gemara has all arichus, how you're allowed to eat dvash of dvorim. Dvorim is a sheret, is a bog. How you're allowed to eat dvash, zez akosuf. But cholov and beitzim of a trefo or a tmeo have a din of tameh. How you eat some of tameh, tameh. Dog tameh, shebola dag tohor, a not kosher type of fish that swallowed a dog Torah that has snappy v'kaskeses, muter ba'achilo, v'tor shebol a dog tome osur ba'achilo. Shad is that obviously the fish doesn't become different just because it was yoytze. The yoytze means only when it's produced by, not when it was physically inside the fish. Lefi she'ene gidulov. It was just swallowed up. Yoyne doesn't become a fish just because he was swallowed up by a fish. He's still Yoyne Anovi. So a dag tor, just because it was inside a dag tor, man, that was spewed out, now it's a dag tor.
Mishnah Gimel. Chamor shele bikro v'yolda shnei zchorim. Now we enter a new realm. These are sveikos. We're going to have a lot of this through the Masechta. We spoke about this in the Psicha. We're going to have a lot of dinim of sveikis in Kedushas Bechor, both on the Kedusha level and on the Matnas Kuna level. So here we have the first case of a chamor that is assumed that it's going to give birth to a Bechor, Shaloi Bikra, never gave birth yet. V'yolda Shnei Zchor, gave birth to Zchor. Noisin Tle'echod Lakoyim. Over here the Bechor should be the one that was born first. The problem is you don't know which one was born first.
So, What do? You point it from the two onto one teleh, and you give that one to the kohen. There's no shaleh here of kedusha. There's a shaleh over here of matas kuna. The pidyon can be done from whichever of these two baby porim or goats is the bechor. So there's no difference. The teleh echod anyways has to go to the kohen. That's lechor poshut. What about zochor and akeva? They were twins, and it's not clear which one was born first. Now there's a legitimate suffix. Maybe the kohen doesn't owe, the Yisrael doesn't owe anything to the kohen. So the halacha is like this. It goes in two steps. First of all, the mitzvah and the kedusha of the petach hamoed has to have a pidyon. Mafish tle echod, and that's the pidyon. And now there's a shalom omnis de gashal. The tle that was hufrash for the petach hamoed is poide. Takes off the kedusha. The tle itself doesn't have kedusha. It's matnas kuna. So Mel, the halacha is over there that he leaves over for himself. Latzma, he's a muksik. And where he's a muksik, he's allowed to hold on to it. That invites, of course, what happens if the kohen grabs from the Yisrael. So if the kohen grabs from the Yisrael, the sofik, the Yisrael was the muksik. Maybe now when he grabs, he should become the muksik. This is the famous shayla of tok for kohen. If a kohen grabs something that was huksak biyada Yisrael, mitzim yodo ain mitzim yodo. What are the tzadim? One side is Metzi and Miyodoi because the Muxik was the Israel. When the Kohen grabs, it's a Tvisas Gzela. He doesn't become a Muxik because he grabbed it as Gazlonus. You're grabbing from a Muxik, you don't become the Muxik. The other side is Muxik means whoever's physically holding on to it. Now, if the Kohen is holding on to it, so now the Kohen is the Muxik. The exact Gedorim of why we would say one Svar and the other Svar is a sugya aruka v'amuka. We'll just say that l'maisa t'machlek z'ushayinim. Most of the Rishayinim hold the talk for koin moitzi and miyode, based on the sugya above mitzi, davov, and davzayin, which would seem to indicate that because the Yisrael was the muchzik, the koin cannot become a muchzik ayde tvisa. The Rambam famously paskins what seems to be k'neged the Gemara, talk for koin moitzi and miyode. There are various mahalchim suggesting the Rambam. The Shach has also Sefer Tok V'Koyin, which is based on this sugya. Those are all the dinim of Tvisa. And we have the whole Sefer of Kuntres HaSvekis that's geboit on these nyanim of Muchzik and Marukamu. We'll just point out that the same suffix can exist by a Teleh, which is the subject of our Mishnah. Could also have the same suffix by a Behemah that's born from a Behemah Tahira. And you have a suffix whether it's a Bechor. And there the Sofik also, the Yisrael could hold on to it, but you can't undo the Kedusha. Mukhzokus is a momentistic Asfar. It doesn't pass on the Issa Vehet Teshuboy. So there's still a Sofik whether there's Kedusha. So you have to wait till the animal's a Balmum. The Balmum then has to be treated like Psuli HaMukdoshim, which means that it has limitations. If it was a Behemoth Tahira, so then it was Roy Le Carbon. A Balmum of a carbon still has to be treated. It's also Begizav Avoida, etc. We'll see Behem Shecham Shnais. That's one of the subjects over here. And Lamaisa, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to treat it with those limitations. But as far as that's a Meme, Vaita, he's the Muxik. The next case. Shtei Chamoirim, Shaloi Bikru. One person has two Chamoirim, that again, both of them are giving birth to the firstborn. V'yoldu shnei zchorim. You don't know which is the mother, so then the halacha is noisin shei tloim lakoyim. It doesn't make a difference which one is which. You have both of them. You have in mind that the two tloim should be keneged the two vlodei chamoirim. However, if the two chamoirim gave birth to a zoch in a keva, oy shnei zchorim in a keva, noisin tlechad lakoyim. In both cases, a zoch in a keva, one of them is a bechor. Shtei Zchorim Nekevo, it could be both of them are Bechor, but Lavdavka. So in terms of the Nesina, all he has to do is give one. There's only one Vade that is Chayv, so he has to give one. Noisin Tlaechad Lakoyin. What about if the two Chamarim gave birth to Shtei Nekevois V'Zochor? It could be that neither one. Or Shnei Zchorim Shtei Nekevois? It could be again, the Shtei Nekevois were the first ones that were Peter Echem. So ein kan lekoyin klum. He's mafish two connected the two chamorim al tzofik, al the mitzvah and al the kedushas chamor, and then he can keep the tloim. So the Mishnah is partially doing the cheshbon for us.